Okay, welcome back, and it's always a truly distinct pleasure to spend time with a friend of mine and a friend of yours who has literally been pulling back the curtains to let us see the man behind the curtains for over half a century now. He is too much a gentleman to go around carping about it. He just continues doing what he does best, and that's to tell us what the symbols are all about, what the big game is, and how the plans are being carried out right in front of our collective eyes, and so few people seem to notice, and even fewer seem to care. It's amazing. Jordan Maxwell. Hi, Jordan.
Hi there, Jeff. Always happy to be back on with you.
It's amazing. It's just amazing to watch this all unfold. Now, I know when I started this program, and I think you were on in the first year, I think, of the program, 1994. I don't even think, with all of your wisdom, I have to ask you this, and everything you knew, did you expect to see the world so totally and quickly transformed by global Zionism and the big moneyed elite that hang out in the city of London?
I'm just amazed. There are just no words that I have to explain. And the one thing I really did not calculate at all is how America would just crumble.
Roll over, play dead, lie down.
Yeah. It's all over. Finish. America, land of the free, home of the brave. Forget it. It's over. Crawl on your knees and
groveling to the eye on the top of the pyramid, which is the Zionist Rothschild eye, leering over everything. And all you have to do is watch the AIPAC abomination. Every year they have their convention. This is an international event. Of course, it's a power of a foreign government exposing itself in the raw, right on the television, to watch our politicians go down there and lay on the ground in front of the American-Israeli Political Action Committee. It might as well just be called the Israeli Political Action Committee, because most Americans who call themselves Israelis are in essence Israeli firsters. They'll put Israel above the United States, and they have shown that too many times to count.
No doubt about it. You know, my wife and I. Went on a trip back east, and this was back in 1967, 68. And when we were flying back from New York to L.A., the big plane, I think it was probably, I'm not sure what it was, but it was a very large plane.
Mm-hmm.
And we were about the only two people on that plane coming back to L.A., that was not from Israel. and so I began talking to, during the flight, I got up, walked around, talked to people, and found out the whole plane were all Jews from Russia. They were all Russian Jews, and they told me that they were from Russia, but they immigrated to Israel, and that Russia allowed them to go to Israel. And they said, when we went to Israel, we did not get off the plane. The plane was then rerouted from Israel immediately directly to America, directly to New York. And so I said, well, then, do you have visas and everything? I said, no, we don't need that. we were told we don't need that because there are many, many planes taking Jews out of Russia to Israel. They don't get off the plane. They immediately are refueled and go directly into America, and they don't need any passports. They don't need any paperwork, nothing. It's all taken care of. And so I went around asking the different people, and they said, yeah, the, it's all been taken care of. Everything's cool. We just stay on the plane, and we go directly to America. And they said, well, do you have passports? And, no, we don't need that. I was amazed. I said, well, how are you doing this? How many people? And I said, we don't know. All we know is that a plane load's full of them. That was just that was like a little wake-up call to me back in 67. And
They were building Cyanim back then. Basically agents of the Mossad by extension, and they're kept in line and trained and indoctrinated, and they hold their meetings every weekend at the synagogue, and that's the way they're running.
And you don't have to worry about it because you don't need anything. You don't need any paperwork. You know, just come on in. You don't need any paperwork.
They're the chosen.
And incredible. And then about the same time, back in that era of 67, 68, I took my brother down to the airport, LAX, for some reason, and we were down there, and there was a long string of stretch limos. I'd say at least a dozen. That's why they stood out, because they're all stretch limos, and they're all in line. And I was thinking, my God, who's in town? Who is this?
Mm-hmm.
And as we passed by, each one of the license tags said KGB-1. The next one said KGB-4. Next one, KGB-6. KGB this, KGB that. There was 12 of them, at least 12, and each one had as a license plate KGB and a number. And so I was amazed. The long black limos back in the 60s, late 60s, with KGB license plates on them, and there's at least a dozen at the airport. They're not going anywhere. They're picking people up, which tells me KGB has got a hell of an operation right here in L.A.
Wow.
I mean, it's incredible.
Wow.
And, you know, and to add to that, you know, back then in the mid to late 60s, I found out that the Mafia has their own license plates in California. California makes special license plates for the Mafia. I mean, I was amazed
really?
At this stuff.
That's mind-boggling.
I mean, I've got stuff I could tell you that would get me killed, but I'm telling you, there is an incredible amount of stuff that the people in this country just don't know. And I've been listening to this stuff and being in the company of these people who are showing me things that are mind-blowing, and I cannot believe how much people couldn't care less because it hasn't got anything to do. This kind of knowledge has nothing to do today with anything of any real importance.
Doesn't like have anything to do with the Lakers. Doesn't,
all the
no, that's right.
Games
right.
That you give children. These are children's games, you know. When the adults want to talk about adult stuff, they send the kids out to play ball. Yeah, and so they do. They go out and play ball, and so that's why they have the government is giving you football games and basketball and baseball and tennis ball and golf ball and ping pong ball and kicker ball and soccer ball. It's just a ball game. Send the kids out to play ball. And so, you know, even when you're in corporations, you know, you're a team player, and you're not playing ball. So, I mean, I understood. I began to realize our company was in the hands of communists back in 1967 with 12 limos saying KGB. My God, what does that tell you? And then, you know, so I've been looking at this stuff for over 50 years, and at this point, I give up. I don't know what to say, and I don't even care to say much anymore anyway. I just give up because it's, you know, trying to educate the world today to how the earth works.
Well,
it's
you know,
like trying to empty the Pacific with a cup. So
that's a very good analogy. We don't, it's not giving up out of any self-centered reason. It's giving up in the face of reality and pragmatism. We don't have access to the media. The media has co-opted everything. It is the ultimate brainwashing tool. We don't have access to the education process unless we homeschool, and that's a chore in itself for most folks anymore that want to do it. So we've been effectively just wiped off the board. Very carefully, yeah. methodically, cleverly, brilliantly, really, we have been marginalized and then removed from the game.
That's right. So that America, the land of the free, home of the brave, and all that silly nonsense, they don't even play that stuff at ball games anymore. I used to wonder, why is it only in a ball game, a baseball game, they sing praises to America and all that kind of thing. They don't even do that at ball games anymore, I don't think. That's the only place you'd hear anything about the America, the land of the free and home of the brave, and all that stuff. And then they say, "Play ball." Yeah, play ball. I'm so sick and tired of watching Americans play ball. So I just gave up. I'm 72 years old, and I've been struggling for at least 50 years doing what I do, mm-hmm. realizing that every year it's not getting any better. It's just getting worse.
No, it's.
I don't have. Yeah. I don't have the wherewithal to continue.
This is not, folks. You've done.
What I have to work with.
Jordan Lee, come on. You've done magnificently. This is not an issue of being negative. I want to underscore that, and all of you listening know that this is not a paradigm of wallowing in self-pity and being negative about things. This is an issue of reality. It's what it is, and you can choose to look at it and recognize it, or you can just reach for the remote and click to the next ball game.
That's it.
Grab yourself another beer.
As a matter of fact, Fox Network, they came out with a thing which I was amazed at, the half-hour television show.
Hold on right there, Jordan. Let's hold that punchline. We'll come right back in just a second and take care of that. Jordan Maxwell is with us this hour, and we shall continue. All of you folks and Jordan Maxwell. Okay, Jordan, the punchline.
Forgot what I was saying.
See? You're like me. There's too much going on in your head.
Too much going on. I can't remember who I mentioned next. I got so much going on in my head. I came across something very interesting. I want to talk about my website too in a few minutes.
All right.
Because my website's been stolen again. I get that. I come and goes.
That's twice.
That. Yeah. No, they've stolen again. My website's been stolen. My email's been shut off. So if you're trying to email me, don't even bother because my email's been shut off for months.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. If I go to jordanmaxwell.com, that you're not in control of your own website at all?
No, not at all. No, someone stole it. It's gone. And this is about the fourth time it's happened to me.
That's and two so, I know about. Unreal.
You go to my website now, and you go to the top of the page, there's contact. You click on that, you will see my name and my address and my phone number and my email is gone. It's over. It's gone. And so my tech support, the guy who was supposedly my friend, is going to help me, has now commandeered my website, taken it off it. And I can't even go to GoDaddy or Who Is, those companies you can go on the web and check on your website and see all the information. Well, no, he took it off of that, so I put it in private.
Oh,
now,
Jordan.
I can't even see my own website. I don't even know what's going on. Stolen. It's taken my website, put it into private, so that's it. I don't know what's happening with it.
Well,
And then shut off my email, so I can't get any emails. I can't send any emails. Shut off my access to the PayPal, so I can't tell how much money they're taking. So it's just one more criminal act.
It sounds very much like that. Now, belaboring the whole issue, I hope.
And the only reason I'm saying this is I'm just saying because people like you and I who are trying to do something to awaken our fellow man are going to be continually bombarded by the dark side. There is, in point of fact, a dark side to light. There is a dark force in the universe. I mean, all the ancient peoples of the world talked about the good angels, the bad angels, the demons, or all the different ancient cults all realize that there is some sort of a dark matrix in the universe that bends toward evil or good. And so in this particular time in which we are living, in which the whole human race, not just our country and our beloved country, is finished and ruined and destroyed, but now the destruction of the whole human race is now underway. And so this dark force which moves in the universe toward destruction of anything decent and honorable has now moved in on the human race, so that anyone on this earth, anywhere, who is trying to do something of value and decency and honor to help their fellow man will go to jail, will be assassinated, will be found to be a terrorist and put into prison, and your fingers cut off, and you are tortured or waterboarded. We are in trouble. The entire earth is in trouble. And there's nothing coming to help us. And the Christian church, who has been praying to God, they keep praying to God while things get worse each day.
Yeah.
The more the Christians pray, the worse things get. So that should tell you something about that organization. And so we as a human race, because I used to look at all of this in relation to saving my country, America, but I don't see it that way anymore. I see the problems now facing the earth. It has to do with the dark side and opposition to the human family, because this stuff is now all over the world, and these people who are raping and destroying our great country with our protections and our freedoms, they are gone. It's over. Move on with it. Forget it. It's gone. And so, and just understand that when the greatest nation for freedom and liberty and justice for all is destroyed, what's going to happen to the rest of the earth?
You're the only other person that I know, Jordan. I've been saying that for years. You probably began saying it before I did, but we could see it coming. I just didn't know how quickly it would happen. You're right.
Me too.
Yeah, there's not a United States of America. There's not an America to save anymore. There is no historical precedent for going back. You can't go back. We're going forward.
Right.
Wherever it is, we're going forward. And we're not in the hands of good. Good, in fact, is being exterminated, extinguished at every opportunity. And those people who are still good are now intuitively, instinctively afraid to stick their heads up. So they're holding their heads down, and by our silence, we allow. So they're going along. They've turned into sheep. There are very few people like you who are standing up and still telling it like it is. And it becomes very easy to target the fewer and fewer who remain. Now, they're going to leave a few of us around to give the illusion that there is still freedom of speech, freedom to bear arms and the rest of it, but we know that the Constitution has been absolutely shredded and destroyed.
George Bush Jr. tried to explain that to you publicly when he said publicly that it's just a damn piece of paper. Come on, get on with it. Just a damn piece of paper.
That's right. That's
and
exactly right.
Why? Because he knows more than you do. He knows.
As dumb as he is, he still knows. He knew.
He knew. He knew America's finished. It's over. Just a damn piece of paper. Get that thing out of my face. So, there's a whole world of occult knowledge. Occult simply means hidden. And anything that's of any real importance, that you can bet, has been hidden from the American people. They have no idea in the world what's going on.
No. Not a chance. And it's not going to change. It's only going to become worse. My God, you look at the young people now who in another 5 or 10 years will be in their 20s. And it's frightening. It is absolutely frightening. They not only don't understand what we're talking about when we talk about responsibility, accountability, striving to better oneself, goal orientation, all of it. They don't understand that. That's all been bred out of them. It's gone. It's gone. These are old, archaic symbols to them that might as well be in the Smithsonian Museum. Doesn't mean anything to them.
Exactly right.
All right, just a second. We'll come right back with Mr. Maxwell. And I'm just really sickened about this website thing. All right, hold on. We'll continue after this. It's all an illusion. It's an illusion. It's an illusory world. It's a fraud. It's a lie. It's a myth. It's a deception. It's a false front building. It's a mirage. It's a fake. None of it's real. The war on terror? A fraud. The war on drugs? A fraud. Remember the war against poverty? A fraud. The fraud in the White House, the fraud in the Republican Party, who's going to run against the Marxist in the White House. It's an illusion. It's a fraud. Even if it were run strictly as it really is run, as a People magazine popularity contest, you got to hand it to the Republicans. They had to work real hard and go way down deep in the bottom of the scum bucket to come up with somebody that couldn't beat the Marxist in the White House. And do you hear any talk, any chatter about the guy in the White House and his birth and his legitimacy to be president? Not a peep. It's all an illusion. It's a fraud. It's a deception. It's a mirage. It's a deceit.
I mean, what else could you say? You know, I have something I want to say about that, talking about the legitimacy of the birth certificate and all that kind of thing, that whole subject. Well, whether you like it or not, whether you appreciate this or not, Obama does not need, in fact, to show his birth certificate. Because actually, lawfully, it's not necessary for him to show the certificate. And so that's why he doesn't bother, because he knows, like I do, that it's not lawfully required that for him to show his birth certificate to be the president of the United States. And here's why. It's because he's not the president of the United States of America, the Republic. He's the president of a privately owned corporation. It's a corporation. It's a company.
Yep.
Well, hell, we got plenty of corporations right here in California in which the president of the corporations are not Americans. They're Japanese or they're Chinese or they're Russians or they're Europeans who happen by chance to be living in Los Angeles who are presidents of their corporations. But they don't have to have show their birth certificate for them to be the president of their corporation. Japanese, and I've met Japanese people who are heads of their corporations here, they don't need to have a birth certificate to be the president of their corporation. It's their company. And so that's all the United States is, a corporation. It's a privately owned company, a corporation, not the government of America. It's a privately owned corporation. It's a company. And people don't understand that. But you do understand that banks have a president. General Motors has a president. Ford Motor Company has a president. Baskin-Robbins has a president. Sears has a president. All corporations must have a president. So we have a president of a corporation. The corporation was founded. It was incorporated in 1871 by a group of men who formed a privately owned corporation called United States, for God's sake. It's a privately owned corporation that became a municipal corporation, and it's a company. And people don't realize that. And so Obama's just a president, like my friend who is a president of the bank down here on Ventura Boulevard. He's the president of the bank. He can be the president of the bank. He doesn't have to show the bank his birth certificate because he's just the president of a company, a corporation. This is what the American people don't understand. Obama's not the president of America. He's the president of a corporation. Period. It's a company. Now, if you really want to get smart, do something really clever. Read a book and start finding out who owns the United States Corporation, incorporated in Delaware, 1871. Who owns the privately owned company? Now you're getting somewhere. Now you're getting to the bottom of the line on how this stuff really works. And so I have been talking about all of this for a long time, but people do not understand. The United States is not a country. It's a corporation. This is why if you go to US.gov, US.gov, you will see on the web, anywhere when you go to any government agency called U.S. government, it will always have a little round circle at the end of the word United States, a little round circle with a C in it. It means it's copyrighted. It's a copyrighted term, United States, like Baskin-Robbins, Sears. It's like Ford Motor Company. It's a copyrighted corporation name. It's a company, for God's sake. Wake up. Obama is the president of a corporation, a company, not the president of America. The president of America, the United States of America, the land of the free and home of the brave, that's been gone for a long time, since 1871. Now, the person who would be the president of the United States of America, the republic, would by law have to show that it was born here. But you don't have to show anything if you are not the president of the United States. You're president of a corporation. You understand what I'm saying?
It's all just business.
It's just business.
A million people die, it's just business.
Look at, they figure you're going to get screwed anyway because you're so damn stupid and you're never going to do anything on your own to get yourself out of the mess you're in. So since you're so profoundly ignorant,
you deserve what you get.
You might as well just, so that's why they don't even bother to tell you, because there's nothing you're going to do about it anyway. Nothing you're going to do about it anyway. You've been had. It's over. 1871, it was finished. It was over. And that's why before 1871, if you remember the old cowboy movies, the old John Wayne cowboy movies, the cowboys could ride into town with their guns on their hips and go in the bar, and if they have a falling out, they could walk out in the street and right in front of the sheriff's office. They made movies, the old cowboy movies, where the cowboys could ride into town with their guns. They didn't have to have a permit. They didn't have any police. The reason why you have a police is because in 1871, a privately owned company, a corporation, was founded in Delaware. And that corporation cannot make laws, but they do have policy. Like Sears, they have a policy. It's not God's law. It's not the law of the land. It's just Sears, their law. It's called their policy.
Got it.
So therefore, the corporation called United States, founded in 1871, has their own policy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the policy is decided by the politicians and backed up by the police. Police back up the policy of the politicians that work for the corporation. Wake up. It's a new day. The world is owned by our masters. And all I would say is God help the human race, because intellectually and spiritually, the American people are not only blind and ignorant, but they are bankrupt intellectually and spiritually.
No.
They have no idea in the world
how
any of this stuff really works.
No, they were snuffed out some time ago.
A long time ago.
The media, the Hollywood especially, TV, and all the sports, of course, are amazing. I'm amazed at how effective it all has been.
It's incredible.
Take children, expose them to commercial television from the age of a few months, whatever. The first time you put your kid in front of that TV,
It's over.
The kid will never come back.
The Jesuits used to have a saying, give me a child till he's 7 years old, he's mine forever.
That's it.
That's right.
I didn't think they need seven anymore because of the pace. The inculcating of obedience and stupidity is being done at such a pace now. It is so witheringly fast that I'd say they could do it in 4 or 5 years without much trouble
probably
at all.
So. Yeah. But the problem is they're doing it with the people who are willing. The people love it. They can't get enough of Obama. They love him.
Yeah. He's cool.
They love it. They can't get enough
of
it.
He's cool.
And so, and of course, on the other side, you've got the Bushes. It's really interesting. I mean, I've been doing a lot of research on all this stuff for many years, as you've said. I come across something I think is extraordinarily incredible stuff. When you're looking, you need to write down this word and do some research on it. Look up the word inter, I-N-T-E-R, hyphen, Nazi, N-A-Z-I, inter Nazi. Because it doesn't really have anything to do with what we call the Nazi government. It has nothing to do with that. The word is called inter hyphen Nazi, which is an abbreviation in German for international. The inter Nazi as a word has nothing to do with the Nazi party at all. Inter Nazi is a German word which is translated international. Now, the international is of course, the world body of communism.
Mm-hmm.
So the world body of communism is referred to as the International or the German or the Workers of the World, IWW, International Workers of the World. So what I'm saying is that both the communist, Nazi, and fascist organizations are actually all one thing. It is the divisions within General Motors has about 5 or 6 different cars they make. And each one's competitive with the other. Oldsmobile's fighting Buick, and Buick's fighting Pontiac, and Pontiac is fighting Chevy. And so, to be the better. And so, but they're all working for the same company. They're all being paid by the same people. So look up the word inter/Nazi, and you will find it has nothing to do with the Nazi Party. It has to do with a world order called International, or the World Revolutionary Movement, which is the brains behind communism, Nazism, fascism, and the entire superstructure of international banking around the globe, period.
Also known
Somebody better wake up and find out how the earth works.
Well,
because I'm telling you, your children and your grandchildren and the world we live in is now on trial before the universe. I mean, our country is irrelevant now. What is important now is the whole concept of saving the human race from a dark force which is so well organized, so well financed, and so deeply hidden.
They own the game,
that's
folks.
That's why they knew that they would be successful, because they know the human race just does not have its ability to save itself or to even understand how the stuff even works. It's that big. And so, I'm just amazed. It's just amazing to me how many people go from day to day watching stuff happen and have no idea in the world how it works. And you haven't heard a word of this kind of stuff from the churches.
They're not
going to tell you anything.
You're not going to hear this on virtually any other venue. You just won't hear it.
None of it.
No,
none
the
of it.
The communist
the outcome of it every day, all around you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the outcome the outcome is the new reality. The outcome is the dominant factor. And you can't change the dominant factor anymore. The Communist International, or the Third International, part and parcel of what Jordan's talking about. We've talked about this on the program in the past. Lieutenant General Ben Parton talked about that. D.V. Kidd talked about it. It's something that nobody understands. The idea that we can take this country back is so pathetic.
Ludicrous.
It's ludicrous
on the face of it.
Exactly. And anyone who says that, we've got to take it back, we've got to get active. Well, I'm all for activism. That's wonderful. Do it at the local level. You can make some changes there that matter. National politics, forget it. Done.
Over.
State politics, forget it. It's done.
Yeah, I told you today, this is just one example. I got hundreds. We had hours. I got hundreds of examples. But today we have a group called Jehovah's Witnesses. Well,
yeah.
If you go back to their very beginnings, back in 1871, does that strike you? 1871 was when Jehovah's Witnesses actually began, but they weren't called that then.
Interesting.
It wasn't until 1939 they were called Jehovah's Witnesses. But back in 1871, when they were founded, they were called the IBSA, International Bible Students Association.
Mm-hmm.
And the first watchtower published by Charles Taze, T-A-Z-E, Charles Taze Russell, published the first Zion's Watchtower. It wasn't called Christian's Watchtower or Jesus' Watchtower. It was called Zion's Watchtower. Go back and do some research on Zion's Watchtower, 1871. That was the precursor to what became known in 1939 as Jehovah's Witnesses. So Charles Taze Russell and the very first Zion's Watchtower said in the publication, Zion's Watchtower, he said that in 1914, after 1914, around 1916, there will come a great revolution in Russia. And that revolution is going to be called a communist revolution. And that will be part two to a three-part program, he said.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a three-part program, and that's part two. And it will happen in Russia in 1916. And it's going to be called a communist revolution. And so that was like 34 years before it happened, 1871 to 1916.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, maybe it's 40 years. But the point being is that how did he know that there was going to be a communist revolution in Russia in 1916 and published it in the Watchtower? Well, when you then find out that when the revolution did happen, as he said it would, it wasn't called a communist revolution. It was, in fact, called a Bolshevik revolution. But as soon as the Kerensky, who was head of the Bolshevik revolution, was kicked out by Lenin, Lenin kicked out Kerensky and renamed the revolution a communist revolution. Isn't that interesting that Charles Taze Russell said it would be called a communist revolution, not Bolshevik. And Lenin called it the communist revolution after it was founded by the Bolshevik. All of this is important because of this. Because the third Communist International, the last Communist International, was held in Allegheny, Pennsylvania in 1870. Allegheny, Pennsylvania, the Communist International. Where was Charles Russell in 1871 when he wrote the Watchtower? Allegheny, Pennsylvania. Does that tell you something? The Jehovah's Witnesses, the International Bible Students, the Seventh-day Adventists, the Mormon Church, the Worldwide Church of God, all of these are British Israel World Movement orders provided by the Communist International to provide a legitimate space, a legitimate basis for an international world order that was coming, that they had already planned. So what I'm saying is that the Mormon Church, Seventh-day Adventist, Worldwide Church of God, Jehovah's Witnesses, Christadelphians, and all the other York Rite cults that were financed, organized, and directed out of the International back in 1871 with the coming of the New Order for America called United States Corporation. Somebody better wake up and understand what's really going on here on a worldwide basis. I've been looking at this stuff for over 50 years, and all I get from Christians is that I'm working for the devil. I must be working for the government.
Well, I hope they enjoy their walk into the slaughterhouse.
As they're going in. One day, it's all going to come out, and when it does, you're going to find out the entire world is lying in the power of the wicked one, like the Bible says. The whole world is lying in the power of darkness. And they have no idea in the world, the whole human race.
It's already there.
It's just an incredible story of the betrayal of the human family. This stuff is big. I'm telling you, this problem is major big. It goes back hundreds of years, the planning.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I just do the best I can. But at this point, after 53 years of doing what I do, I don't know where to take any of this. I'm frightened to death to be alive right now. I'm frightened. I'm scared to death of being alive because I know this kind of knowledge, if it ever got out to the public, would frighten our masters. It would scare them that they that they would find out that the peoples of the world were finding out who they are and what they've really been doing. And then that would terrorize our masters. Therefore, now you could be considered a terrorist. Now they could cut your fingers off and take you to a warehouse and waterboard you and cut your poke your eyes out and do all the other stuff the CIA does to people. And I know that. I know what's coming for America. I'm afraid for the human race. So when people tell me, oh, well, there's going to be wonderful things coming in the future, let me tell you something. The whole world is going under, and she's going fast.
Look at the Department of Homeland Security. Look at the Social Security Administration. All these organizations buying millions and millions of rounds of ammunition, Jordan. 40 caliber hollow point, 357 Magnum, 223 high velocity rifle rounds. These agencies are buying enormous amounts of ammunition to use against us.
Of course. Where are they going to use it?
That's right.
They're not going over to China and using it.
No. We cover these stories at Rents.com. We put it out there. People know. They're asking good questions. But then what are they going to do? Now, Americans bought an enormous number of firearms in 2009, 2010. Every year they're buying great, huge quantities of guns. So yeah, these agencies buying all this ammunition up know that most Americans who can still think will not give up their weapons. So this is all being planned. They'll cause a civil war here anytime they want. And then they'll go in and gut the rest of the country. They'll find the resistors and liquidate them. They'll have overwhelming firepower. Within the next 3 to 5 years, as you know, Jordan, deadly drones will be flying over every major city, every major area in this country, around the clock, watching infrared and in daylight, everybody that moves. They'll have the most advanced facial recognition software. You think where it is now, where will it be in another 3 to 5 years? They'll know everything that's going on. Every light post on your block will listen and watch everything you do.
No doubt about it.
This is so far beyond Orwell now, it's not even funny.
I know. That's why I say it has nothing to do with saving America. This has to do with a cosmic problem. The human race is facing the end of humanity.
As we know it.
A whole new order in the universe, which is coming to destroy all which is human. All that which is human.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Away.
They're taking the humanness, the humane factor out of humanity.
I know.
They're turning us into killing machines. People see much death and destruction now on the TV. They don't give a rat's tail.
Take it personal, just business. But look at, before we go, I just want to let everyone know that there's no use in trying to email me or call me. Because my email's been shut down, my website's been stolen. So the people who are in control of my website now, they've taken it from me, like so many other times. So I can't find anybody to come in to help me on my website to help me with my work that don't turn around and take the codes and they have the codes and the username and all that stuff. I don't understand anything about any of that.
Well, they steal your password and you're out.
Somebody, and then when I give them my trust, and then they set up the website on their server, they go in behind my back, put it into private so I can't see what they're doing, put their name on as ownership, and then I wake up with nothing. Everything's gone. It's all gone. I'm telling you, these people are criminals, and I am so sick and tired of trying to get my website back from one criminal after another. One after another. I've done it about 4 or 5 times now. Every time I get some young man to come in to do something for me, they turn around and steal my website, shut down my email so I can't talk to anybody, and try and destroy my work and myself. I'm just amazed that I'm still alive and still trying. So don't even bother to buy anything from my website, because I'm not going to see it. I haven't seen anything for almost a year. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how much money is coming in. I don't know what they're doing with it. I don't know what's happening with the email. I don't know what's happening with my website. I don't know any of it. It's all been stolen from me. So I've just sit here with nothing, a 72-year-old man, with nothing, zero. Well, that's the name of the tune. I trust people, and this is what they do. You know as well as I do. Yeah. This happens to all of us. So at this point, I don't know what to say about my website. I hope that one day God will give me back that which is mine and give me back my website and my web and my work so that I can go on and do my work. I just don't have any words to explain to you the horror I live with every day. Because I know that they are monitoring my emails. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
What they're saying to people, just like on these social networks out there with Facebook and all this, all these social networks. I don't have any social network anywhere, period. But you go out there, and there's Jordan Maxwell here, Jordan Maxwell there, Jordan Maxwell all over.
Oh, I know, exactly what you're talking about.
I never set up.
No, they're frauds.
These people are using my name.
They're fraud sites. It's all an illusion.
It's all fraud.
Yeah. All right,
so,
Jordan, I want you to come back again soon and talk about this and other things. This is what we can do. We can still reach the people who are out there who are intellectually capable, interested, and willing to at least become informed, and that's where your gift, your genius has always been. So please come back soon, and if anyone wants to get in touch with Jordan to help him, and get in touch with me, and I'll make sure that the word gets to Jordan. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for having me on, Jeff.
Always.
We'll talk soon.
Okay. All right. Jordan Maxwell. So if you do want to get word to Jordan, if you want to help him, just get in touch with me, and I'll make sure he gets the message. All right. We'll be right back.